Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine ND, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
Hello, and welcome back to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine MD. I am your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. In addition to being a family practice doctor, I am also a life and weight coach that helps diabetics reverse their type 2 diabetes naturally without medications, without gimmicks, without potions or shakes, just by making lifestyle changes that serve their bodies. So I hope everybody is sheltering in place and staying safe and keeping healthy. I keep wanting to say hunkering in place, not sheltering in place, which kind of always cracks me up, and it's kind of how it feels to me. But certainly we are hunkering in place here at our home. We've got all of our kids at home, of course, and trying to do homeschooling and trying to stay busy and not lose our minds a little bit while all of this, you know, cooped up feeling happens. So we're actually doing some demolition on some rooms that we need to have redone. We live in a house that's 110 years old, and so there's always something to remodel in this house. So anyway, you may hear crashes and bumps and who knows what else in our house, and I swear everything's fine. There's not a problem here. It's all okay. But definitely, I've been trying to enjoy this time where there's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do. It's amazing. It's the best feeling ever. I've been able to spend some time just with me. I've been able to get a little bit of extra sleep that I usually wouldn't allow myself to do. I've been able to spend a lot of time with my kids and really enjoy their experience and their company and talk to them about all sorts of things going on in their life. We've been having fun developing school plans for them, which is always interesting, but it's kind of fun to be able to ask my kids, you know, what is it that you want to learn about? Tell me some things that you think are interesting and let me utilize that to teach you science and writing and math and all the cool things that they need to learn. So it's been a lot of fun. I think that I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. There are a lot of kids that are going to look back on the COVID outbreak and be like, those are some of the best times of my life. Because their parents were home, there wasn't anything else to do, and it was some good family time for everybody to be together. So I hope you're finding that experience as well and really looking at the wonderful things that are going to come from this, not only in family life, but also professionally. We're really being stretched outside of what we expect the norm to be, and I think it's all going to come to be a really good thing. So on that note, I need to do a podcast on ketone bodies. I need to do that because I think it's really important for people to understand the benefits of nutritional ketosis and ketone bodies and their systems. So I've kind of been planning this ketone body podcast for quite some time. But in addition, I want to talk about emotions a little bit. And I hope this all ties together well enough. It's not going to be perfect, but I hope it ties together well enough. But recognizing that ketone bodies make us feel good. There's a euphoric side effect that comes from having ketone bodies, or it's reported in the literature that there's a euphoric side effect that comes from having ketone bodies in our system, in our physiologic system, and how we can maybe harness that information and harness that tool for reversing your type 2 diabetes to also kind of make us feel a little bit better in this time of uncertainty and concern. Recognizing that this is really an emotional time. I usually would look at that as a feeling or a thought that's not real, but I think that there's definitely enough expression by people all across the country that there is kind of this collective heightened anxiety, heightened emotion going on right now that we're collectively experiencing as a society. And so I'm looking at that as a circumstance right now. The thoughts that we have about that circumstance, that's the part that's our choice. How we think and feel about this quote unquote emotional time, that's our choice. And that's what I want to talk about. Because no matter what you're eating or not eating, what you've done for the last 3 weeks because of anxiety and stress that maybe hasn't served your body, or what you haven't done, your opportunity to feel better to not feel poorly, that's an option that you have all the time. That's always available to you, even before nutritional ketosis and ketone bodies kick in. So I want to talk about that a little bit today. So first, let's talk about science. Let's get the science out of the way. If you've ever listened to any of my previous podcasts or more than one of my previous podcasts, you're fully aware that I promote three basic tools for reversing type 2 diabetes. One, clean up your diet. Two, intermittent fasting. And the third one is nutritional ketosis. So nutritional ketosis is a way of eating that drops your carbohydrate count very substantially and causes you to start tapping into your stored fat and utilizing that as energy. So when we do that, ketone bodies are produced. It's produced from utilizing nutritional ketosis. Nutritional ketosis can also be utilized as a weight loss tool, but these ketone bodies are produced when we eat that way, and that serves as an energy source for our cells when glucose isn't available. So there's a lot of drama about this collectively in the medical mindset and the medical field. However, research shows that there's no danger with the use of ketone bodies for fuel versus the use of glucose as fuel for our bodies, okay? There's also plenty of evidence. It's known that ketone bodies can be used in our brains as energy, not only glucose. These are the two big concerns. The concern that it's somehow dangerous to be utilizing ketone bodies as energy, or that the brain can't utilize ketone bodies as energy. And that's just not the case. Glucose is not the only thing that can be used for energy. So first off, yes, ketone bodies are the products of some disease states like starvation, or the other one is diabetic ketoacidosis. But there's this mindset that these ketone bodies are produced only in these disease states, and that's just not the case. Because it's difficult for the professors of medicine and biochemistry to, one, think outside of the box, and two, I think it's difficult for them to explain the biochemistry of the development of ketone bodies in our system without utilizing these disease processes. That has caused this biochemical pathway to be historically taught with these two disease processes, starvation and diabetic ketoacidosis. Many of us then associated these ketone bodies with these disease states, and it's just not the case. It's not the only time ketone bodies are produced. So the basic biology of it is that ketone bodies or ketones are produced whenever there's no glucose for our bodies to use as energy. When our bodies realize there's no more glucose in the system, they start to break down our fat tissue, our adipose tissue, into fatty acid chains, and those get changed into ketone bodies through biochemistry for our bodies to utilize as energy. Both our body tissue and our brains can use this. So this is just the physiology. This is not a problem. This is just plain old physiology of the human body. Unfortunately, because we're taught this via two disease processes, the starvation and the diabetic ketoacidosis, many students who go on to become physicians correlate ketone bodies with disease states, and it's just not the case. So ketone bodies in our system are an indicator that we're tapping into our stored fat tissue, the stored adipose tissue, and using that for energy instead of eating new energy in the form of glucose. So recognize we are not the kind of animal that eats or consumes every time we need energy. Those kinds of animals do not become the dominant species on the planet, right? Those kinds of animals are not using computers and iPhones. Those kinds of animals are not performing emergency surgery on people because they're all quite busy foraging for food all day long because they need energy. The kinds of animals that have time to relax, like lions on the Serengeti or humans in the U.S., use a computer or write a book, those animals have developed a way to store up energy and to use that energy at a later time when they're no longer actively consuming. That way that we store energy is fat storage. It's adipose tissue. When we need that energy because we're not consuming energy, our bodies learn to tap into that adipose tissue through a biochemical process called lipolysis. This process breaks our fat down into fatty acid chains that go into our mitochondria and the liver, and it makes these ketone bodies. The ketone bodies then get used in the what we call the TCA cycle or the cyclic acid cycle to produce energy for us to use, for our bodies to use. If we were unable to store energy and utilize it at a later date, then we would always have to be foraging and we wouldn't have the spare time to do the other amazing higher function things that human beings do. So that's the science of it. I want to also point out that In addition to ketone bodies serving as an alternate source of energy, there's a lot of other amazing things that ketone bodies do in our system. So they also do things, studies have shown that they do things like improve our cholesterol panels, they improve our liver function studies, they're beneficial for weight loss, or they're seen in weight loss, there are weight loss benefits with this, there are cardiac benefits with this, they improve our A1Cs, they have been shown to reverse diabetic renal damage. And then, as mentioned before, there are many reports that there is a euphoric feeling that comes with having ketone bodies in our system. So if for no other reason then you'll feel better in this trying time of emotions, right? Ketone bodies in your system will do all sorts of amazing things that not only make you better, but they make you feel better. So trying this out could be the key to really helping you stay your most naturally healthy self during this trying time. So now I want to talk about feeling as a verb and feelings as a noun. So yes, taking good care of yourself will definitely make you feel better, and it's completely important. But the best news I want you to hear from this is that the feeling of feeling better, the experience of feeling better, is available to you even before you change your diet. Even if you never utilize nutritional ketosis, it's all available to you regardless. That's what I want to talk about today. Right now, we're scared. Maybe scared isn't the word you use. Maybe it's worried. That's a cat. I don't know if you can hear my cat meowing. I'm not sure what it's meowing about. A client heard my cat the other day when we were on a call together. I hope that's a cat. Yeah, it was a cat. So we might be scared right now. And again, maybe scared isn't your word. Maybe it's worried. Maybe it's concerned. Maybe it's uncertain. Maybe it's unsettled. Hell, maybe you have COVID right now. Maybe you are actually physically ill and you feel ill with COVID right now. Recognize first off, you're not the only one. I'm not the only one. I'm not here to talk you out of that feeling. I'm here to talk you out of suffering with it. In the past, I've talked about how the world is 50% good and 50% bad. And I don't mean that 50% of human beings are good and 50% of human beings are bad. I mean that our feelings will fall on either the side of good or bad. When you've only got two options, you should expect that about half will fall on one side and half will fall on the other. This COVID outbreak, this feeling of scared, this worry, this concern, this emotional experience that we're experiencing as a society, this is part of the 50% that's bad. Trying to fight the 50% bad part will only lead to more bad, right? Believing that somehow I should not have to feel bad, that you should not have to feel bad, that we should not have to experience this bad feeling, makes us feel helpless. It makes us feel out of control because we do feel badly. We are not going to make COVID not exist. It's not going to go away. Yes, we will overcome. Yes, many of us will survive COVID, and it will eventually not be the pandemic that it is, but it exists. It is what it is. In this time, COVID is here, and I'm not going to do anything that makes it go away. It exists in this world, and that's out of my control. That's out of your control. I want to feel alarmed by COVID at this time, right? I want to have this sense of, I've got to take things seriously. This is serious. This needs my attention. I want to have that feeling right now, because when I have that feeling, I'm going to take action that supports the importance that COVID is, right? If I act like COVID isn't there, I'm going to be part of the problem. I want to be part of the solution. And that involves me taking heed, me having some concern in my day-to-day life and what I'm doing to make sure I'm not part of the problem. So in this situation, I'm okay with the worry. I'm okay with the concern. I'm okay with having a little bit of alarm in my life because of COVID. Telling myself that I should not have to be experiencing this, that this shouldn't be happening, that I should not feel this way, does not serve me, and it's not even true. I do. I totally want to feel this way because it serves me to have some alarm in my life so that I know to take this seriously. When I recognize this and I embrace it, then I no longer suffer with the negative emotional part of it, right? The negativity is there. The feeling of worry and concern is there, and it doesn't feel great necessarily, but I'm not going to suffer by these thoughts that I shouldn't have to be going through it. I'm not mad because of my worry, my concern, or my alarm. I understand that there is a time and place for worry, for concern, for alarm. The difference between people who suffer with this and those who don't suffer with it is the thought that they shouldn't have to be going through it, that it shouldn't be happening, versus the thought that worry, concern, and alarm is totally supposed to be happening sometimes. When we are suffering with these feelings, we're trying to run from them some way, somehow. Knowing that we're all sheltering in place and social distancing, there's really nowhere to run. So many folks find that during this time, they're turning to food to buffer away these emotions. So we have this thought that I'm worried about COVID. I'm worried I will die. I'm worried my loved ones will die. We're fearful, we're worried, we're anxious, and we want it to go away, so we look to food. And we eat the food that makes us sick. And that result for that is that you're increasing the risk that you are going to die, possibly from COVID, but even without COVID, if you're eating foods that are making you physically ill with diabetes, you are increasing the risk that you will have an early death related to that choice, related to those foods. You create the exact thing that you're worried about. So when we realize that sometimes we're supposed to feel fear, that sometimes we're supposed to worry, that sometimes concern and alarm has a place in our day-to-day lives, when we realize that, when we realize that it's the response that I want to have to certain situations, then I don't have to fix anything. I certainly don't have to resist it. I can just accept it. I can no longer drive myself to eat the foods that make me sick to try to run away from that. Then suddenly that suffering with those emotions gets released. I no longer have to have that experience of it. When you're doing things that take care of your body, you no longer have the worries associated with the things that make you ill, right? So if you're eating in a way that serves your body versus eating Ho-Hos, Ding-Dongs, and Oreos, the worry that comes from I've just eaten Ho-Hos, Ding-Dongs, and Oreos can be released. You don't have to add to that. When you aren't feeding your body foods that make you sick, you get to feel healthy. You actually feel better. Many of my clients find, and even myself find, that it's far easier to accept the negative outcomes, like a high blood sugar if I ate foods that serve my body, or the scale doesn't respond in the way I want it to. It's a lot easier to accept that the scale didn't respond in the way I wanted to if I was eating foods that served myself. It's an easier pill to swallow than the jagged pill of me not keeping my word to myself or letting myself down and then seeing those effects on the scale. That's easier for me to stomach if I'm doing the things I know I should be doing. You get to eliminate the feeling poorly that's associated with not doing the things you know you should be doing. And if you're doing something like nutritional ketosis, you have the benefit of some feel-good ketone bodies pulsing through your system, so you get to feel a little bit better then. So when we resist or fight our worries, our concerns, our alarms, when we do that with food, when we resist it with food, we feel poorly. Physically and emotionally, we feel poorly. We increase the badness of the feeling and we expand what we had to feel bad about. If we just allow these feelings, no need to fight them, no need to resist them, they can just be. We continue to take care of ourselves and we do not add to the badness of the experience. We recognize this is all part of life and then we aren't suffering with it. So recognize this is the hard part. This is what we struggle with. This is what I have struggled with. This is what my clients struggle with. This is where coaching comes in. If you're making bad decisions to try to run from the things in life that are causing you worry, concern, or alarm, then these bad decisions are leading to your bad health, your overweightness, your heart disease, your diabetes. We can fix this. If you're interested in getting started with this, if you're interested in leading that naturally healthy life, if you need some help learning how to accept that bad part of your life and not eat your way through it, send an email to delaine@delainemd.com. Let's set up some time and see what it's like to work together. See if the match is right for you to work with me, and let's get you started on living that naturally healthy life. Again, I hope all of you guys are sheltering in place safely, staying safe, hand sanitizer, don't touch your face, stay away from people, all of those important things. But on top of that, I hope that you're finding some way to really make the most of this extraordinary situation we're finding ourselves in as not only a time to really reconnect with our family, but also a time to really reconnect with ourselves and do the things that really serve ourselves and our health so that you can live that naturally healthy life. Take care this week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaineMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.